two dads, and a very loose understanding of how the radio station actually works. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Giving people a warning when you share a room with them when it comes to sleeping. That's what we're asking.
Yeah, there's some sleep habits you just got to forewarn people about.
Yeah, we've had a couple sleepovers where one of Priscilla's friends started doing a ballet routine in the middle of the night. Like, she sat up and started spinning with her
hand. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's different.
It was a little off-putting at first. It seemed like she was doing a full routine, so we let her go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't stop the show.
No. Her mom's like, yeah, she does that.
All right, 280-1025. Kate in Des Moines now. All right, Kate, what happened?
Well, so I do talk in my sleep quite often, and sometimes I talk so loudly that I wake myself up. I do have a sleepwalking issue as well. It doesn't happen too often, but about 15 years ago, the first time I went overnight on a business trip with some coworkers, I was sleepwalking, and I locked myself out of my hotel room in the middle of the night, and when I woke up, I didn't know where the heck I was. I was lost in this random hotel in Olwine, Iowa. But anyway, I'm going on a women's retreat in a couple of weekends, and I'm going to be sharing a cabin with several other women, and so thanks to this discussion this morning, I'll be sure to let them know that I sleepwalk and I talk in my sleep.
I think it's good.
Don't do it, Kate. Don't do it. Surprise them.
No. Please, no surprises.
Have a good retreat. If anything happens, call us and let us know, okay?
Oh, I sure will.
All right.
Sure
take care, Kate. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, Bill now in Des Moines. All right, Bill, what's the sleeping story?
It's my daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I get that from my son.
Okay.
She's a whaler, for lack of better terms.
A whaler.
Yep. Flip-flopping back and forth, fell out of bed, did a crappie flop, got back in bed, gave my son a black eye one day, falls asleep on a couch at Christmas party, kids are playing around here, she don't wake up or anything.
She's a whaler.
Has no idea none of it's going on.
None? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with this too, you do have to forewarn someone, because I would at least put, like, if we were sharing a bed, some pillows between us, or just not share a bed. Like, if I have to share a room with you, it's definitely, we're getting two queen beds, so you get your own bed to wail around it.
My son got a black eye. If you possibly get a black eye, I don't care what Ken says, it will wake you up.
Yes.
No.
And this is something you disclose.
No, what I said was, is don't wake me up. That's what I said. I don't care. We walk, go for a jog. I don't care. I said, don't wake me up. So, no. Don't hit me.
Please don't punch me either.
Yeah, that's something you got to disclose. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good one, Bill. Take care.
What you do after coffee, but before your workout. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.